Hello.
Oh, hi, William. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing good, Tina.
Oh, excellent. So I was just following up. I know you and I had talked about Google Guaranteed in the past, and I know that you sent in an inquiry that you were maybe wanting to try it.
Yeah, I just want to learn a little bit more about it and figure it out.
Okay. So
then what do we need to do?
Yeah, all you would have to do right now if you wanted to get started is pay the one-time $250 application fee, and then I can set an appointment for that department to call you to go through the application. Now, once you're approved for it, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks, but like I told you before, it's kind of a newer program, so they'll probably get it approved closer to the four-week mark. Once you're approved for it, it's a pay-per-lead program, and you would be paying $70.67 per lead. And the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is that Google will guarantee your work on the calls that come through that program up to $2,000 per client, which is why you'd have to pass the background check. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think you'd have a problem passing it. I want to look at your Google listing, too. I know you've been with us for a while, so it probably will already have at least, you know, 5 reviews on there. But that's another criteria. They like to see at least 5 five-star reviews on the Google listing. So let me just take a look at it and see. If not, you could still do the application, and I could send you the review generator email. And you can, oh, yeah, you have 8 five-star reviews, so you're golden there. That would be really good. So do you have any questions for me other than what I described to you?
Well,
or?
Like at the end, like how does it give me more exposure? Why would people be looking at this? How would they find this guaranteed thing? How are they going to promote that at Google? And I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, if you put in roofers near me, for example, or roofers in Salem, Mass., you'll see a couple of companies at the very top that have a green check mark next to them that actually say Google Guaranteed. And so because they have that green check mark next to them, most people will feel more comfortable hiring a roofer out of that section as opposed to just a random one that's in the maps. You see what I mean?
Okay.
And if you click on one, so for example, I did roofers in Salem, and I saw Salem, Oregon Gutter Service, and Renaissance Roofing, right? So when I click on the first one, it says...
You're in Salem, Oregon, but that's okay.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I thought I put Mass, but
I just put Salem. Okay. But if this is in Salem, Oregon, that's okay. But it'll show the same thing in your area. When I click on one of them, it'll say that this guy passed a license check. He passed a background check. He has business insurance. So all of that creates that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling for a potential client to call you. And then if I wanted to hire this guy, I can put, you know, choose my service, and then that lead goes only to him. It doesn't go to him and like 5 or 6 other guys. It just goes to it would be exclusive to you if you wanted to participate in it.
And now you get the lead, and what if the lead's a dud?
Then good question.
How do you determine that?
Our Google Guaranteed department monitors it for you, and you're only charged for the ones that are valid leads. So let's say somebody calls you and they're outside of your service area and it's 150 miles away. Or let's say that someone calls you and they're looking for a job, but they just happen to click on you through the Google Guaranteed section. Our management team would be monitoring that, and you wouldn't be charged for those. So you're only charged for the ones that are valid leads.
Oh, what if I get to the guy the next day and he already signed up with another roofer and I didn't even have an opportunity to present myself?
Oh, yeah, I think that would probably be valid. If he was legitimately looking for a roofer and then there was a little bit delay in you getting back to him. But that's the difference between these calls and calls that are coming through, like, the lead services. Have you heard of, like, Home Advisor and Angie's List and Thumbtack?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those types of services, they're selling the lead to, you know, the client that works with them, and then to 6 or 7 other clients. And that's what people say is, you know, hey, by the time I call on it, it's already been called on by 5 or 6 other guys, and I don't really have a fair opportunity to bid on it, you know? So that's not going to happen with a program like this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And does this put me towards the top of the page on those?
The very top, right where those green check marks are. You see the, did you put in roofers near me by chance or?
I haven't looked at it, no.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the ones that have the green check marks next to it. And it's very exclusive. There's usually only maybe 2 or 3 companies that are even approved for it up there. So.
Now, how do you get on different, because the whole thing is like people like roofers near me, but roofers like in Beverly or roofers in Salem or roofers in Danvers or Middleton or Peabody. People call for like their own communities, it seems like, around here.
Yes. Yes.
But I looked you up in Peabody and I didn't see you there. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. Well, I'm in Salem. I mean, they're next door, but you know what I'm saying? How does that work? How wide can I spread my name in regards to the search engines or whatever, you know?
You can run those ads wherever you want. That's the beauty of it, because with the local map section on Google, which you have now, as you know, it's tied into your Salem, Massachusetts address, right? So you're more being found on the first page there and maybe a couple of the immediate surrounding areas. But if you know, like, hey, I want to go into Peabody, then what you would do is when our technician calls you to do the onboarding for the Google Guaranteed application and they help you through that, you tell them, like, hey, I want my ads to show in these specific areas, and they would set that up for you. With that being said, I want to let you know that you don't want to go with too large of an area, and because that would create a super large budget, because, for example, only taking 13 leads would create about a $922 per month budget, right? So you want to be a little bit more exclusive with them and say, hey, I want to, you know, look at the areas where I get the most revenue, the most bang for my buck, right? And then you could go in and you can modify it accordingly with, you know, because some people say, oh, I want to be found in a 50-mile radius, you know, and I want every zip code in that 50 miles. That's great, but that's probably going to be a much larger lead budget than, you know, just taking 13 leads in a month. You know what I mean?
Oh, I understand. Because 10 leads would cost me $700.
Exactly. So that's why I was saying you can grow it as big as you like, but, you know, you might want to just, you know, kind of, you know, start in a little bit more. I usually say pick maybe 3 to 5 to maybe 7, you know, areas that you know, like, hey, I can get some solid work out of these areas, and then they can set up the ads to run for you there.
And how do I stop it from, like, if I get overwhelmed and say, shit, I'm paying $2,000 a month with all these friggin' leads, I can hit half.
It works like an escrow account. So what you would do is you would just let us know that you want to stop it. And then if you have money in the account that you haven't used all the leads up, then it would just roll over to the next month. So you don't have to worry about paying per leads during times where maybe you have to put it on hold or anything like that.
Yeah, like if I got like 10 calls in a week.
Yeah.
You say I don't want more calls next week?
Of course. Yeah, you're in control of it. That's the beauty of it.
Because sometimes I might get overwhelmed, you know what I mean? I might be crazy. You know, I'm thinking, now I might open up Pandora's box. It'd be a bad problem.
Yeah.
Well, not a bad problem to have, but still.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, it depends. If you get 10 calls and they all convert into jobs, then you're not going to have time to take on more, you know? What I'm saying. If you get to that point, and even if you had a budget where you had 13 leads in there, you don't have to worry about, oh, no, I still have more leads. You can just put it on pause. The next month, that remaining budget rolls over when you do reactivate it. So you can kind of stop it and start it at any time that you
start,
want.
I can stop it and start it. I can get 4 leads in a day and say, I don't want any more leads just the next
exactly.
week.
Exactly.
So.
Just
like. I get too much work. I can stop it.
Exactly.
And then a week later, I can say, turn it on again. It's like click of a button.
That's right. That's what I like to say. Like, it's easy as you know, turning on and off a hose type thing. You know, you can turn it on when you need it and turn it off when you don't need it, you know? I think you're really going to love it, especially if you've tried those lead programs before, because people are going bananas.
They suck.
Yeah, they're very, very difficult with bogus leads. People tell me that they get charged for all of that riffraff, and then if you contact them, they're really good at crediting you, but the problem is if it happens so frequently, it's very, very hard to manage. You know, so that's part of our service, is that we actually manage it for you. We make sure that you're not charged for leads unless they're actual clients that are looking for your service.
So once this is done, it just cost me $70 a lead.
Exactly.
Once I paid the $250. And then what, and you say you build an escrow. What, I got to put a couple grand, give you guys a couple grand or something to kind of hold the system or something?
The escrow account would be that 13 leads I was talking about. So once you're approved, they would call you and say, hey, William, you're approved. We want to start the campaign. And if you're okay with it, they charge you the $922, and that covers you for 13 leads. So if you only take 10, then no problem. You just roll those over to the next month.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why sometimes people call me and they're like, you know, I don't understand. I was only charged $260 this month and I wasn't charged my whole budget. And I'm like, that's because they're only replenishing the ones, you know, that you use. They're not going to charge you for the ones that rolled over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So
I'd like
let's
to start
get it
the
going.
Process, and see, okay. I can always stop it. You know what I mean? That's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna risk $250 to try to get something changed.
Exactly.
And if I don't like it, I can just stop it.
Yep.
Right?
And then okay. I will go ahead and help you get that set up right now. And then, like I said, I'll also create the appointment for the Google Guaranteed onboarding, so they can help you with the application. And then I'll email it to you also, so that you can start working on it. So let me just go into here and find the application. Okay, I found the application fee so that I can create the invoice. And then for that fee, do you want to use the same credit card that we have on file?
Yes.
Okay, so let me go ahead and charge it, and then I will ask you some questions so that I can set that appointment. So, one second here. Okay, good. So that one processed successfully, so you're good to go there. And then, some of this we already know because we're managing your Google listing, but it's asking me to verify, what are your hours of operation?
Well, I'm talking to you now, right? So, I mean, I know I 8 to 5 just to give normal hours, you know what I mean?
Okay,
I mean,
Monday
through Friday. Yeah, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. I run a construction company. We'll start at 6 and end at 6 sometime. You know what I mean?
Taking
phone calls 8 to 5.
Okay, perfect. And then you're in the roofing vertical. Let me put that. And then, so you don't
in
have
California,
any-
yeah.
We're in Southern California. We're in Orange County. Are you familiar?
Somewhat familiar. I spent some time in Long Beach.
Oh, yeah. You probably know where we are. We're in a little city called Fountain Valley, which is right next to Huntington Beach.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah, so we're pretty close to where you were. What were you doing in Long Beach?
My son lived there for a couple of years, and he actually lived in Huntington Beach for a year, too.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, we just go from San Diego to Long Beach and back and forth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's nice.
You know, LA,
that's
LA, nice. Yeah, that whole side, yeah, that's beautiful down there.
How long ago
was
that?
Down there. We camped at a, stay at these little houses on the beach down at Crystal Cove, it's called.
Oh, yeah.
So
they still
is,
have, yeah, they, I see, yeah, I see. I've seen those. I've never stayed there,
like,
but I've seen those little cottages out on the beach.
Yeah, on the beach. Yeah, that was pretty cool. That,
but we did something
one,
similar.
Nice.
It was the same type of idea, but it was at Newport Dunes. At Newport Dunes, they have the little area where it's on the beach, but you can also go out on the kayaks and the paddle boards and what have you. So it's an RV park. So people go in there with their RVs and they set up with, you know, their picnic tables and their easy ups and they can camp there. But for the people that don't have RVs, you can rent the little cottage there like you did right on the sand. So it's really fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've done that
fun.
Before. Yeah. Just for
it's
a birthday. Yeah. It really is. And I've never been to Massachusetts. That's always been on my bucket list. I've always thought it would be so beautiful up there in New England.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
different coast, but it's still a coast, you know.
Yeah,
north,
that's
north,
true.
North of Boston, where we are.
So I would love it. Yeah, it's still a coast. I always say there's something therapeutic about living by the water, right?
I think most people in this country do that.
Yeah, I always say it's good for the soul to live by the water.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, and then I always, when I get, you know, stressed out about something, I'm like, oh, I just go down to the water for a little bit, take my dogs down to the beach or something, and then all of that goes away, you know, it's pretty cool. So,
yep.
So
I
now
I'm life, I understand.
Yeah, you do. I know, being a contractor, you're super busy, so I get it. So, I'm going to look at the calendar for the onboarding, and I just want to ask you for tomorrow, what time are you thinking that you'd like them to call you to help you with the application, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Oh, afternoon.
Afternoon, okay. Do you...
Tomorrow's Friday, right?
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday.
Early afternoon or late,
like it is right now?
Early afternoon for you people is 1:30, it's 4:30 here.
Yep, I know. So we could do a 1 o'clock, which is 10 o'clock our time, or we could do.
No, I'm saying do a 1 o'clock, so it's 4 o'clock out here.
Oh, a 1 o'clock. Okay, we have that open.
My day's done, kind of. That my day will be done. You know, I can just.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, 4 o'clock. Yeah, that's what I was thinking when you said afternoon. I thought I don't want it to dip into your weekend, but this will be perfect. So I'm blocking out a 4 o'clock appointment for you, and then if they call you at 4:15 or so, don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour.
Do it 12 o'clock. Do it 12 o'clock, so I can get it at 3.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if that's open.
I know I can start my weekend earlier.
I love it. You're my kind of guy. I love it.
Go get the dog and walk on the beach.
So we don't have a 3 o'clock your time available. We only have a 2 o'clock. And that's because it says that the technicians in that department, they close down from 12 to 1 o'clock Pacific for their lunch hour.
It sounds good. But what am I going to need to do? Can I do this on my phone in my truck?
Yeah, you can.
Personal information?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I need to on my computer.
Because
I'm
gonna send you the application now so you can look at it tonight and kind of be prepared. But they will call you just to kind of dot the I's and cross the T's. And if you have any questions on a document that they're asking for, anything like that, they'll just kind of help walk you through it just to make that sure that process goes smooth. Okay. So do you want to do the? How about if I do this? I could do. I'll do a 2:30. That'll be better. Let me do 2:30. That way, it's pushing closer to that 3 o'clock. Okay, here we go. So 2:30.
2:30 would be good. Yeah.
Okay, and then other than that, you're good to go. I'm going to send you the application on the email, and they'll call you tomorrow around 2:30. And welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out for you, and I'm so happy that you took the opportunity to try it, because I know at the end of the day, you're absolutely.
It was a try. I'm throwing 250 to the wind, kind of, see if it will work it out. So we'll see how it works, you know?
And that application fee, it's it's a one-time thing. So let's say that you start the process now and then for some reason you decide, oh, it's not good timing. I don't think I should do it now. I had someone call me back the other day. They paid the application fee 2 years ago and they said, oh, I want to start it now. Do I have to pay it again? And I'm like, absolutely not. It's a one-time fee. We show that you already paid it so we can just start the campaign budget for you. So that's the nice thing is you won't ever have to pay that again, regardless of if you're turning it on or off or postponing it or anything like that. You've already taken care of that part. Okay? So my name, again, is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you have any questions, just reach out to me. And then if not, they'll be calling you tomorrow around 2:30 your time. Okay?
Yeah, well, you'll have your head around on this email you're sending me, right?
Yep, exactly. You'll see my extension on there.
Your name and extension, Tina. Okay.
That's right. You'll have it so that you can always bookmark it and you have my contact information too, okay?
Okay, Tina. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Take care now.
Yeah, bye-bye. Good day.